Did the Bible's account of creation have any scientific basis? Many scientists say yes, because of the evidence of design.
Hi, welcome back to Overflow Today. I'm Joseph Hanford, and we're joined today by Dr. Stephen Meyer, who is the director of the Center for Science and Culture at the Discovery Institute. And Dr. Meyer, your critics say that the idea, the concept of intelligent design is basically religiously based. How do you respond to that?
Well, there's a difference between the basis of the theory of intelligent design and its possible religious implications. The basis of the theory is scientific evidence and standard methods of scientific reasoning. In fact, the very method of reasoning that Charles Darwin himself used. The discoveries that are the basis of the theory of intelligent design are things like the digital code that's been found to exist in cells, the fine-tuning of the laws and constants of physics, the nanotechnology, the little miniature machines that are being discovered inside living organisms, and the whole complex functionally integrated information processing system. All of these things have features that we know from our experience have one and only one type of cause, and that cause is intelligence. And so the most logical thing to conclude in the face of digital code or miniature machinery is that there was intelligence responsible for these features that we find either in life or the universe. Now, in addition to that, the reasoning that is used to develop the case for intelligent design is actually the same kind of scientific reasoning that Darwin himself used in The Origin of Species. So if you want to say that the theory of intelligent design is unscientific, by the same logic you'd have to say that the Darwinian theory of evolution is unscientific. The basis of the theory of intelligent design is scientific evidence and standard methods of scientific reasoning. Having said that, though, the theory of intelligent design does have larger worldview implications, implications that I think are friendly to religious belief. But you don't disqualify a theory by saying, I don't like its implications, I don't like what it leads to. You have to show that it's not based on solid evidence or that it's based on some kind of logical failing. And that's clearly, I think, clearly not the case. And so the media has often portrayed intelligent design as a faith-based idea or a religiously based idea, and they mean in so doing to discredit it, but they're failing to take into account this very simple and straightforward distinction between the basis, the evidential and logical basis of the theory, which is scientific, and the implications of the theory, which are arguably religiously friendly. Well, the theory of intelligent design just establishes that some kind of intelligence is necessary to explain the origin of, for example, the information in cells. And not all advocates of intelligent design are Christians, for the simple reason that you don't have to be a Christian to see the compelling evidence of design that exists in cells.
You can find us on the web at overflowtoday.com.